WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
I think I accidentally hit that button too slow. And so the three AM stations were not on there. They are AM 1340, AM 1350, and AM 1400 in the Tampa Bay area, along with two FM stations. So we are on five radio stations right this moment. 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM, and then the three AM stations. Also, tantalknetwork.com, which is the website here for the radio station. If you go in there at 3 o'clock or whenever you come into the show, you will hear us live right there on the website. Or we are on YouTube now. And we have our own YouTube channel. So we encourage you to, when you see posts from us, from YouTube, that you like those. So the more people do that, the more, yeah, what it's complicated. Anyway, that's my, I'm not the techie person back here behind the scenes. That's Angel and Brian, not me. So I want to mention Angel, Dr. Angel Falzone. She is our licensed mental health counselor, PhD. She has her own offices in the front of our new building that we put together a year ago. And if you're in need of counseling of any kind, go to her website, which is drangelsdevelopment.com. And you will be able to find out everything that she does in therapy for people, sliding scale. She takes HSA, FSA. And you can contact her by phone or set appointments on her website. Her phone number is 727-501-6557. I'll give that to you one more time. 727-501-6557. And Dr. Angel has an amazing practice. She's been in practice a year. Dr. Angel and I do a show every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. on this station called Go Yard. Betty, you're the one that likes to talk about Go Yard. Nan, too, because you both call in from time to time. So you want to tell her what it is? Go ahead, Betty. Your turn.
Well, one of the great things about Go Yard is that it gives you helpful insight on things that challenge us and help us to overcome the things that life throws at us. Dr. Angel have given us boundaries, you know, how to set boundaries with certain people, how to deal with narcissistic people. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but I tell you, they are, it's a wealth of information just in 1 hour. They're able to talk to you. They talk sensibly. You can understand what they're saying, and they have helped me on more than one occasion. I can even say that Dr. Angel has helped me on more than one occasion with what's going on. Call her. Get set up. If you can't make a face-to-face call with her,
she now has telehealth, so she can do
awesome. And
she can do, you know, like WebMD type thing, you know, where you're talking to see her.
Yeah, it's like a visual response back.
Yes.
You can actually see this beautiful young woman talking to you.
Right.
But I would suggest that, you know, during these times, there's the times of crisis. She is your crisis helpline for all of the things that we're going through right now. She is a wealth of information. Mm-hmm. And I really, really encourage you to give her a call.
I agree. Thank you for doing that, saying that.
I need to say something, too.
Yeah, Nan, I was just getting to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to clarify something. You had mentioned that she's been doing that for a year. She's been doing a private practice for a year. I want to be sure to let the people know she's been doing counseling for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, so she's
good
very
point.
Experienced.
Yes.
You know, she has been blessed now to have a private practice. But before that, she was involved with various systems,
yes.
And she did that. So she has a lot of years experience. I don't know how many, but I know she has a lot of years experience in counseling, and I just wanted to
make
sure people understand.
That's very good of you. She is a licensed mental health counselor and a PhD. So give her a call, 727-501-6557, and she'll try her best to work you in. So that's a great advantage that we have now with Dr. Angel having her offices right in the front of our building. We're at 2058 Weaver Park Drive. It's right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point. Not hard to find. Right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point, Weaver Park Drive. Go down to the big office complex. We are 2058. We have a beautiful complex that God worked out for us to have a year ago, and we love it, and we have remodeled it completely, and it's beautiful, and you are welcome. Sunday morning services are at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night is at 5:30 prayer meeting, 6:30 Bible study. So if you missed the first part of the show, we now have the ability, starting tomorrow, to be on Zoom, and we've created an account, so all you need to do is send your email address to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and Betty will make sure that we get that your information on Zoom, so you can join us for a Wednesday night prayer meeting Bible study. You can come in any time during that 2 hours. You don't have to be there for the whole time, or Sunday morning that starts at 10. So I think this is great. Are you too excited about that, Nan? What do you think about that, being at home? You're going to have to watch church.
I'm going to be able to watch church, which is a blessing. I miss being there.
Well, you know? We miss having you there.
And I like the Zoom is a very good thing. That's what my boss is using for us in our communication.
It's great. So, yeah, it's great.
And it's really easy. Just download Zoom, you know, and then go to the link,
yeah,
and then put in the access code that's provided in the email you'll provide them,
right,
and they're in.
You're in. Yeah, it's very easy.
They're
Thank
in.
You for clarifying that. We're going to count every blessing, because there's a lot going on, some hard things, but some really wonderful things that are happening. We're going to be talking more about healing here in just a few minutes. Listen to this song by Wren Collective. It really is one of my new favorites, counting every blessing. One of my new favorites.
Ooh. I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruin to treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me. good to me. For your goodness, I will ever praise you. Now, oh, you are good to me in the hurting. Oh, you are good to me. I'll sing it loud. Oh, you are good to me even in the dark. Oh, you are good to me. Lift your voices.
Amen.
Oh, you are good to me.
Oh, you are good to me. Woo! Betty, how can we say that and play a song like that in the midst of what's going on around us with coronavirus?
Well, we are blessed. We are blessed beyond all measure. We're still able to communicate with our Heavenly Father. He still gives us, he meets our needs even before we ask. He gives us the peace that passes all understanding. And a lot of people don't look at that as blessing, but I sure do. It's just something that has been instilled in me from the time that I accepted Christ, is that He wants to lavish his kids with blessings. And I'm not talking about material things. Yes, I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head. I'm thankful that I have food in my tummy, that I have a place to lay my head. And some people are lacking in that right now. And I speak a blessing to those who have lost their jobs, who are potentially able to lose their jobs, for those who think that God has forsaken them, that this is a curse that God has given, has put on us. It is not. It is not, because God is our Heavenly Father. He is our Father. And there's nothing more than a father wants for his kids than to be blessed. To be blessed, like that song says, beyond all measure. And each day when I wake up, Pastor Marcia said, before your feet hit the floor, thank God for everything that you have. You know, it's just like I woke up this morning. I was still breathing. My heart is still beating. And I still am able to talk to him like I'm talking to you right now. And he's as close as the mention of his name.
Amen.
Those are the little things that,
yes,
that we are so thankful for. Thankful for the Word of God. Thankful that we have people who are willing to stand on the front lines for us,
mm-hmm,
out there with, I'm talking about the Word of God, talking about the people who are working in the hospitals and the,
amen,
clinics.
Yes.
The truck drivers.
Yes, all of them.
The respiratory therapists.
Right.
The people who are working the drive-through lines for us, so that we don't feel totally shut off. For my daughter, Megan, who delivers groceries to those who are quarantined, but she leaves the groceries at the door. Again, precautions are taken. But God is watching over us.
Amen.
He has that. He is El Shaddai. His wings cover us.
Mm-hmm.
We are under his protection.
Amen.
We are his. And I could go on and on, but he's blessing us,
mm-hmm,
even through this crisis.
Hey, count every blessing. Amen.
Count every blessing.
Woo! Nan, you want to respond to that before we get back into Matthew chapter 8?
First, two things. I'd like to read a poem with us, just two verses that got during that song. I will count my blessings during what we now face. I will dwell on my blessings, and I'll make it by His grace. As I ponder about this, of my blessings I'll see. Thank you, God, for this. You are so good to me.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
great.
You know what I'm thinking is, people are fearful. I mean, a gripping fear.
Yes,
I mean, you know, like I referenced my coworker who looked, she looked like crap on the Zoom conference call. We hadn't, she hadn't slept since Saturday.
Right.
You know, and that was on Wednesday.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, just the fear is gripping, you know, God doesn't desire for us to be fearful like that.
Well,
you
we're going to, go ahead, finish your sentence, and then that's
no,
where
he,
we're going.
He will speak to that. The other thing I wanted to do is, because we were talking about counting blessings and how much you love that song, I bought off of Amazon a gratitude journal.
Oh,
and
good
all
idea.
All different kinds on there. I got a 90-day daily gratitude journal for women. It cost me $4. It's a fantastic one. You know, you write down what you're grateful for, three things each day, and then they have questions. Like describe
great.
Your happiest childhood memory, and you can put that. Now, you would love this one. What is your favorite sports team, and describe a cherished memory you have from cheering for them? Who would that be?
Yeah.
We know who that would be. But you know, it's just to kind of help you focus.
Sure.
I mean, if you don't go out and get one like this, get a notebook, paper, and pad, and write down what you're grateful. I would really encourage people though to get a journal because it like this one steers you in all kind of pretty cool directions. You know. But anyway, that's just one way that in the midst of what we're going on, you know, they can go to Amazon and they can find something and it'll be shipped pretty quickly. They're getting stuff out. So.
Well, they anyway. Are. And that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And counting every blessing, that's what we're at. Sometimes our fear keeps us from seeing the blessings right around us. In Matthew chapter 8, we're going to talk about a little thing we did not talk about on Facebook or YouTube. And I want to go there to verse 24 of Matthew 8. Because after Jesus had healed the centurion's servant, after he had healed Peter's mother-in-law, then a situation happens where after all this had happened, then Jesus says, let's go to the other side of the sea. And he got into the boat. And his disciples followed him. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, now verse 24. And suddenly, there's our word, Nan. And
there's
suddenly.
Word, yes.
Now,
there's our word, yes.
We love to use that word with good things, don't we, Nan? Where suddenly God moved in our situation. In this case, in Matthew 8, 24, it's a bad thing that happened. But yet it wasn't because God got glory out of it, and you'll see that. Suddenly, and a lot of us would say this corona thing has come on pretty suddenly. We weren't that aware. Maybe weren't watching the news and saw that it had started in China and other countries. Maybe we were not that aware. And suddenly now we're hearing about it. Matthew chapter 8, verse 24. And suddenly, they're in the boat. Behold, there arose a violent storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered up by the waves. But Jesus was sleeping. Now, I have had an experience years ago, back in 1992, with a little boat I owned, and I had my kids sitting on the front out here in the intercoastal when a great big, huge boat, this was a small boat we had, but a big boat came right across in front of us and put a wave up, and I was driving this little boat. And that boat that wave inundated us, and we were thrust out of the boat. I had two brand new beach chairs in there and some beach towels, and I'm like, oh no. Anyway, we're swimming, and a boat came to our rescue. But that wave actually capsized the boat and turned it upside down, and it was a pretty crazy experience right around Bel Air Bridge, and it was pretty bad. So I can imagine how this must have felt to those disciples. And here's Jesus asleep in the boat, and they're like trying to stay, you know, bail water. You can just picture them bailing water out. They went and they woke him up and they said, Lord, rescue and preserve us. See, they knew his power. We are perishing. And he said to them, why are you timid and afraid? Oh, you have little faith. Then he got up and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great and wonderful calm. A peace came. And the men were stunned and bewildered, and they marveled, what kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? I go back to my question earlier, and then we're going to go to Betty and Nan with this. What do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth came to this earth, born the son of a virgin, grew up and died on the cross for us, God raised him from the dead? Do you believe all that? Do you believe these stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of everything he did when he walked this earth? What do you believe? The disciples obviously knew that Jesus had the power to straighten out their mess with this storm, or they would not have wakened him up, you know, but they did. Hey, wake up, wake up. And he goes, why are you timid and afraid? Oh, you of little faith. Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was perfect calm. Betty?
Well, if I was one of those disciples in the boat and that wave, what they called it in the Bible that I have, a great tempest, is that the first thing the human side of me would have been afraid.
Sure,
that
sure.
My faith probably would have sunk to the bottom of the boat.
like my beach towels said, and my beach chairs did so long ago.
Yep, and it just kind of sunk.
Yeah.
And when we get into that frame of mind, that's why Jesus told them, why are you fearful?
Right.
Why do you have such little faith? It's because at that point, this is just me, is that they hadn't truly known or seen or believed who Jesus was. And I think, and that's why he say, why do you have such little faith? And he would say, why do you have such little faith in me? Can't you see that I am the
exactly.
one who can
yeah.
calm the storms?
Right. Amen.
I am the one who can, who the wind obeys, who the sea obeys. And right then and there, my faith would have skyrocketed.
Right.
Because if I were face to face with Jesus, is I would ask him, of all of the things that I have been through, you were always there for me, weren't you? And he would say, yes, Betty, I was. And that's what he would say to our listeners. You have no idea what I'm going through. And that, and they had that same concept in the boat. What is going on? I mean, and that's what people are saying now. What is going on? Why is this happening? Is that we have to increase our faith through the storms, just like the disciples did in Matthew, is to say, okay, I have such little faith. At the beginning of this, my faith was very low. But as time goes on, I was in the Word, and I realized who Jesus is. Jesus, if he calmed the storms and the waters here in Matthew, he will calm the sea and the waters in our life. And that means the mighty rushing winds, the plague, the viruses that are coming upon us. He's in control, people. He was in control in the boat. And he is our lifeguard. If you think you're sinking, and this goes back to this quote, he is our lifeguard. If you're sinking, he's your lifeguard.
Amen.
Give him, let him have your hand. Take a hold of it and watch what he can do. But like I said, if I was in that boat and I hadn't really followed Jesus a lot, but he told me to come and follow him, it's like, okay, sure. And then you get into a boat, and I'm sure it wasn't a big
oh no,
cruiser.
It was not.
It wasn't a yacht.
It was a little rowboat.
No yacht back then. It was probably just a little wooden rowboat. And I know back just reading casually that, you know, the winds coming over the mountain caused a lot of, you know, the sea. But I guess at that point in a book that I read that there was actually. It was caused by possibly an earthquake, underwater earthquake that caused this. So it came on suddenly.
Yeah, it did.
And sometimes people, that's what happens in our lives.
It does.
Things come on suddenly.
Yes.
And that's where we know that if we stock up, like we have, people are doing with groceries, and that if we stock up in the Word of God,
yes,
when these storms hit us,
amen,
we're ready. We're ready for it. It's like
we have to stock up. Yes,
okay, Satan, that's it. You're done. Not today, Satan. Not today. But if we store up the Word of God inside of our heart and get it deep down in our soul, we're ready.
Well, and that's why we emphasize on the show, and why we've done the show 13 years, Betty, is that we bring the Word of God every single Sunday. And we now, with Facebook and YouTube and everything, we have more opportunities to reach more people. Why are we doing this? I had a lady look at in a church dinner that I had at my house, like, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. She looked at me and she said, "When are you going to retire?" And I wasn't even close to retirement age at that point. I suppose, relatively speaking, I was as a grandmother. But she goes, "Are you going to retire? When are you going to retire?" And I said, "Never." She goes, "What do you mean, never?" I said, "God has given me a calling. I know what I'm to do. For as long as I possibly can, I will be doing exactly what I'm doing and just expanding it more and more." And when y'all catch our new, brand new website sometime tomorrow, I'm going to put on Facebook when it is launched, then you will see what all we've got our hands into. I mean, God is blessing, and the missions work and the radio outreach and everything that's happening. It will show you why we don't want to give up. We want to store. I like what you said, babe. We want to store up the Word within us, and we want to be able to give it out. Nan, your comment before we go to this next song.
Well, what I wanted to say to, as a real faith builder, I felt led to do it, and I chose Matthew, but I would go through and I would read, and every time Jesus performed a miracle, I would write down the location where it was,
yes,
in the Bible, in,
yeah,
Matthew, whatever, and I would briefly list what he did. Not necessarily briefly, write down what he did. And I would encourage the listeners to do that.
Yeah.
That was a real faith builder.
Faith builder.
When you just kept going from miracle to miracle to miracle to miracle. It's like, wow, man, this is great. You know, so we hear about the boat and the storm, and it's great. But then when you add in a bunch of all the other ones, I mean, it will really super,
amen,
like, increase faith. If someone does, and I would just encourage them to do that.
Make a list, Jess. In other words, you've got time right now. A lot of your home, you know, you've got time to spend an hour a day or even more in prayer or in Bible study. Grow your faith. Faith, write this down somewhere. Faith is acting like God told you the truth. Faith and works cannot be separated, really. We were going to get into that today, but there really is not going to be time. But when we continually say, well, I did this, I did that, no, it's not about what we accomplish. It's about faith in God and how we grow. What do you believe? If you really believe that the good news of the gospel is true, then you're going to want to help get it out. Whether that means partnering with a ministry like us or other people to get the Word of God out. I played this song probably 3 times in the last 5 or 6 weeks on our show here. Jesus Loves Me by Chris Tomlin. It's a new song, and I just love it. Listen to it. Jesus Loves Me.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold. Covered in shame when he came for me. I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me. He loves me. Thank you. 'cause he loves me. He loves me.
Yes, he loves you, and he's for you. He's not against you. No weapon Preston, formed against you can prosper. Yes, Nan, go ahead.
I wanted just to share, you know, I wrote down a couple of lines that, you know, he that we couldn't run from his presence.
He I love that, me, yeah.
And he loves me. And I thought of me. I mean, I was raised in church, but I at one point was just so deeply hurt by leaders at the church, what they did. It was devastating. And when I got the Beacon, here's a confession about when I got the Beacon, I was a real mess, you know, spiritually. I was a real mess. And went through a lot of, and interesting how I wound up at Beacon through a friend of mine, Connie, who would tell me about the church every once in a while. That went on for about a year and a half, I believe. It went on a while. And I finally came to Beacon and found family there, found, you know, family members, spiritual brothers and sisters in the Lord. I came back to God because of that. And then I went through a lot of intensive counseling. And, you know, we affectionately called me Jonah because I was running.
Yes, why? Because you were running, right? We called you
running.
Jonah.
I was Jonah. I was like Jonah running away. And I always say that everywhere I ran, he was there.
That's true.
He was there everywhere, you know. And, I mean, I praise God where I am today, you know. Have I arrived? No, none of us have arrived. But, you know, to be freed of what I was freed of, is freedom's a wonderful thing.
It is.
It's a wonderful thing. So I would just encourage people, if they're running from God, just stop. Just stop.
Well, I think I really appreciate all you just said. And keeping with the theme of today, what do you believe? That's why I just felt led. I wasn't planning on using that song, Jesus Loves Me Again. But I believe that a lot of people need to hear that. You know, he's for me. In that song, he's for me. He's not against you. This is not a punishment. This is the world we live in. There are viruses that mutate. There are diseases. God is not trying to punish you because God is not the author of sickness and disease. The devil is. But every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. Jesus calls himself our good shepherd in John chapter 10. He loves you. Does a situation like this tend to get our attention? You better believe it. Can God use a situation like this to cause us to come back to him and be much more dedicated than we've ever been? Absolutely. Will good come out of this? I believe it will. Betty, your turn. Talk to us.
Well, I believe, like what you said, Pastor Marcia, is that all good things come from God. All good things come from above. And we just, this is where our belief in God is. What do you believe? What do I believe? I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died, was resurrected, rose, and is coming back again. I believe that my Jesus is here today as he was 2,000 years ago. He's here today with us, and he is for us. I believe that if we turn, like in Second Chronicles, if we turn back to God, as we've taken him out of so many things in our lives, we've taken him out of schools, we've taken him out of different games and graduations and so forth, that if we put him back where we've taken him out, I believe that God is, we turn from our wicked ways, and he will heal our land. That's scriptural. I didn't quote it exactly word for word.
You're exactly right. Second Chronicles 7:11. Yeah.
11. And that he will, he is who he says he is. And we have to believe with our heart that he loves us, just like that song said. You know, I learned that song many years ago, is Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. And once you get that down into your heart, is that there is nothing that can take that away, is that love of Jesus that he has for his kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back even when I was in children's church, is I so emphasized, and I have an encouraging things that the Lord gives me to send out, is that we are King's kids. We are royalty. We are his. And when we are his, that he gives us, and I believe he gives us more attention. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway. He gives me more attention than my earthly father ever did. And yes, I loved my father, my earthly father, but my father, my heavenly father,
sure,
loves me more than my earthly father.
Oh,
does.
Yes, his capacity to love us, yes.
Oh, it's just, he has a reckless love. He has a lavishing
yeah.
love that it just, it encompasses us to the point where when we're down, when we're ready to give up, he reaches down with his righteous right hand and says, Betty, you're mine. You're mm-hmm. mine now and forever. And those words to me are so encouraging.
Amen. Amen.
That he loves us. That's just, I mean, that's...
He so loves us.
If you have anything else to say, I believe he loves us.
He does. So people, don't blame God for this...
No.
coronavirus, but instead say, God, what can I learn from this? How can I draw closer to you through this time that is difficult? And Lord, how can I use my time better so that I do learn your word? Guys, we have on our new website, you're going to see tomorrow, we've got about 14-15 hours of radio shows there, and we are going to actually have a button soon that can access more of them. But there's a lot of shows right there. There's Facebook posts. We've done a lot of Facebook posts. You go to my name, Marcia McAllister, you're going to find a lot of Facebook posts over the last 2 or 3 years. There's a lot of word out there, not just from our ministry, but a lot of ministries. Nan, why would people want to do that?
To increase their faith.
Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Explain that verse, Nan.
Well, faith comes by hearing him. Well, they're getting back to the miracles. You know, when you read the word and you read about the miracles that happen, it increases your faith. I mean, it's like our prayer line. People write in prayers, and we like to see it when they send back praise reports. You know, we had a young lady who contacted me directly. She knows me and said, here's what's happening, blah, blah, blah. So I contacted Betty and I said, here's the prayer request. And God answered the prayer. So she called me up. I think it was yesterday. Last night. She called me up last night. She said, I got to tell you, guess what God did? And so she says, tell me what God did. I contacted Betty. Betty, we got a praise report. And then I went through the prayers at BOHM Global.
Yeah.
But, you know, and Betty picked it up. But, you know, that is so cool. And I would like to encourage the people to read the word, consume the word, crave the word. You know, it's food to your soul. It's food to your soul. I was just sitting about 4 o'clock and I realized I'm hungry. And I'm like, why am I hungry? Oh, I didn't eat lunch today.
Okay.
That's why I'm hungry.
Sure.
So I'm wanting to eat because
right.
I'm hungry.
Right.
And just like that, we need to want to eat of the word, consume
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
Because spiritually, we need to be hungry spiritually for the word of God. We need to crave that. That is where life, that's where our life comes from.
Yes.
You know, where our encouragement comes from. When you're feeling down, when things are not happening well for you, or things are coming against you, read the word. There's something in there for you to read, you know, and sometimes you may not even be able to read. Just say the name of Jesus.
I agree,
just repeat
Nan.
The name of Jesus, and that is just brings so much peace.
Oh.
But get in the Word. I mean, we can't say enough about getting in the Word.
But why don't people do that, Nan? Why don't they take an opportunity like now when they're home, they're bored, they don't know what to do? Why don't they pick up their Bibles? What is wrong with people in general, humanity?
Well, I think they don't have their priorities right.
Good
for
point.
Not picking up the Word.
Good point.
You know, I mean, what is the priorities in life? Okay, like right now, there's people off from work right now who don't have children to take care of, who don't have anywhere to go except the grocery store and the pharmacy, and they have a lot of time on their hands. They could really be growing spiritually a lot, spending time in the Word. Why do they do it? They don't prioritize it. They've got the time now, and they still don't prioritize it.
I agree with you.
The importance of the Word. We need the Word. That's how we grow. Like eating food. That's how we go from day to day. You know,
amen.
If I don't eat a couple meals a day, it affects me.
Sure.
You know, I don't feel like, you know, and when we don't take the Word and consume the Word and get the Word with it, you know, I love what Betty said. I'm working on memorizing, she said in the first hour, I'm working on memorizing scriptures.
Right.
God is helping me, and I'm working on memorizing scriptures.
Yes.
And I've also heard here Betty say last hour and this hour, part of what she's been speaking is the Word.
Right.
She's been speaking the Word. I recognize what she has said. And so because she's consuming the Word, she's getting it down deep within.
Amen.
And then she's able to share. And that's another thing. You can share when you spend time in the Word and you learn the Word and you learn about it. You can share with your friends.
Okay.
You can share with people.
I totally
agree.
And they
need the Word too.
And so it brings us back to the title of today on the Facebook, YouTube, and now the show. What do you believe? Because if you believe that the Word of God is not powerful and it's not going to help you and it's not going to change your life, you won't bother to read it. But if you believe that reading God's Word is going to increase your faith so that you can pray for people, if you believe that reading God's Word is going to teach you about His nature, if you believe that reading God's Word is going to boost your faith and you're going to get stronger and stronger, what do you believe? Betty, talk to us before we do this song. We are almost out of time. Talk to us, Betty.
Oh, I know. I'm gonna do a little preaching right now, Pastor.
Go for it.
One of the things that says in Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And one of the things that I heard today, and it really stuck with me, is that God's Word is a two-edged sword. And you say, how am I going to use that two-edged sword? One of the things is that God spoke it. Now, what we need to do on the other side of that sword is we need to speak the Word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, which will penetrate to the bone and the marrow of men. So when you hear the Word of God and you don't think you have time to read it, is that once you get it in, that God reads it, God tells you that His Word is alive.
Amen.
And it is alive forevermore, is that once you start learning that Word, once you get it down in you, once you start storing it up, is that you can go and face those mountains and tell them to move because you know God's Word. So what we have to do in this time is that we have to set aside time for Jesus and the Word of God.
Amen.
Because.
Amen.
What we talked about in the first half, He's our healer.
Yes.
He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. I could go on, but I will stop because I know we're short on time. But I just want people to understand that if you're watching Netflix or you're watching PureFlex or whatever y'all watch, is turn that TV off for just giving up here. We have 7 minutes of nothing but straight prayer from the church that we attend up here. 7 minutes of prayer at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. This ministry, Beacon of Hope, offers you an opportunity now to hear the Word of God, and you can hear it right from your home. So there is really no reason why that you cannot at least spend 7 minutes with God when God asked His disciples many years ago, can you just pray with me for 1 hour?
Right, yeah.
He asked us. He wants that intimacy. He wants that conversation with us.
Amen.
Let's give Him what He wants from us, and let's watch what He can do in our life.
And Let's worship him, because you're going to see what God will do as you begin to worship him.
Yeah.
Jerry McAllen, one of my favorites.
I came to worship.
Let's worship him together right now.
You.
Bring your needs to him right now and worship him.
I came to sing your praise. I came to love you, Lord. Your holy name to raise. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, yes, he is. He's our Lord. I'm going to pray for you right now. Let's just take a moment and think for a moment what's going on in your life right now. Are you one of these that's really, really worried about everything going on around you? Are you one of these that's worried about your job or finances? A lot of people are. Don't take any condemnation if you are. That's what's going on right now. And a lot of people around the globe are sincerely scared and worried. The only thing that we can really do about that stuff is pray and give it to Jesus. Give it to him and ask him to comfort you and bring peace to your heart. That's on my heart right now, that as we begin to worship him with songs like that, that's Terry McCallum. There's so many great worship songs out there. As you begin to worship God, your attention changes from your problem to the promise. You begin to realize, whoa. And as Graham Cook says, you got to have a problem to really get a victory here. You have a problem, you begin to have your attention shift to God's promises concerning your problem. And then the provision comes. In whatever way it's going to come, who knows? So I pray for you right now. Lord God, I just ask in the name of Jesus, the name above every other name. Philippians 2 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will someday bow and every tongue will have to confess that Jesus is Lord. And Lord, for those of our listeners scattered around the globe that know you as their Lord and Savior, but are going through really hard times and are worried and scared and anxious and full of doubt, perhaps unbelief. Lord, right now, I ask that you just minister to every single one, because God, you are the God that's everywhere at the same time. You're all powerful, omniscient. You know everything. You know all of us, which is blows my mind that you do, but you do. And so, Lord, you know all those that need a touch from you right now. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you meet every need, that you take the anxiety, the fear, the depression, the concern, any suicidal thoughts, discouragement, whatever it might be, away from these listeners, Lord, that they will begin to really worship you, whether they go back and listen to this show over and over again until they get it down on the inside of them, whatever they have to do. Lord, I just ask right now that you meet every single need, that you bring your healing touch emotionally, physically, and spiritually to our audience. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just a little bit of time here, girls. So, Nan, you're first. Give us some final thoughts.
Final thoughts, I just want to encourage the people. Take notes. Take notes when you're listening to the radio show. I'm on the radio show, and I've been taking notes.
Cool.
And I find that very rewarding if you know, like last week, I was not on the show, but I took notes. I listened, I took notes. And
right.
So you can go back and reflect upon those. Again, I encourage them to get a gratitude journal.
Yes.
And start writing down their blessings. Like you get them off Amazon or just a notebook and start writing in there. And also write down, go through, pick John maybe, and go through and write down the miracles that Jesus performed.
Sure.
And all these three things together, I feel will greatly increase the people's faith if they will do these things. And it's their choice.
You're giving them homework. That's cool, man. Giving them homework. I love it.
I am giving them homework.
Okay. I love it. Thank you, Nan Watson. You're such a blessing. What a blessing you are. We miss you in our services. Hope to see you again very soon.
Me too.
I don't know when I've gone 2 or 3 weeks not seeing you, Nan. So this is really weird. So, Betty, I'm used to not seeing you very often, but you were supposed to be here right now. So, Betty, a final thought before we get to the end here.
Well, one of the things that, you know, God has given us, you know, this last couple of hours is getting the Word of God into us, you know, the ways possible. I'd like to read this closing as Romans 5, 2 through 5. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame.
Amen.
Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Great passage.
And we just give thanks and glory to God for his faithfulness. We thank and give glory to God because of not what he's done, but who he is. And I just praise and thank him for his love and his acceptance, his faithfulness. And we, again, if you need additional help with your prayers, with requests, whatever, please send them to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will take them to the throne of God.
Amen.
On your behalf.
Thank you, Betty Thomas. Thank you, Nan Watson. What a wonderful team you are. God bless you both for this effort and this show today. To our listeners, again, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Send your prayer requests and your praise reports in. Look for a Facebook post from me tomorrow, and I will let you know when we launch our new website. Please go there, bohmglobal.com, and give us your thoughts and your impression, and we want to hear from you. So remember this, that starting Wednesday night, prayer meeting, 5:30 to 6:30, and then Bible study, 6:30 to 7:30, every Wednesday night. We will be on Zoom starting this week, so we need to hear from you so we can send you a link and you can participate. So that address again is prayers at bohmglobal.com. Send your information there and say, put me on Zoom. And then if you choose on Wednesday night or Sunday morning, you'll be able to see everything going on, hear the music and all that. So in the meantime, go back to the Facebook post from this morning. It is on Facebook along with a YouTube of the whole sermon. So go there and check it out. God bless every single one of you. This has been Betty Thomas, Nan Watson, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. Come and see us soon when we can. Come to a service. God bless you. See you next week.
Oh, just find him as you sing. I came to worship you. I came just to sing your praise. I came to love.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Special report, coronavirus update. The government's top immunologist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the virus could take as many as 200.